Yep, anyways, good times. We'll have something better to use. I still using Ham VoIP on my I got a Shari and a Clear node, so I'm just gonna leave those alone, and only the Wisebox and the Cloud Hub VM or whatever. That's the only thing I'm gonna do ASL3 on now. But yeah, Almon3, there's some improvements I need to do that. For example, like these Ham VoIP nodes, when you connect, it doesn't display them over there. And I think maybe they're filtering. It's like, oh, if there's a letter in the ID, they don't display it or something like that. If it doesn't convert to a number, they ignore it.
For like when a call sign connects with like EchoLink or any of that stuff.
Yeah, and I was gonna look at their code. You know, if I get bored, I'll look at their code. I was going to look at their code and see what they're doing. I think the data is coming in. They're just ignoring it when they display it on the web page. Like, you know, every, like, web app has some kind of, like, JSON blob that they're pulling from somewhere. So I bet you it's in that JSON blob that they're pulling from it. It's just not displaying.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it looks prettier, but functionality-wise, I liked how the old one functioned. We could build better displays, multi-node displays better for public viewing, I should say. We're better on that. So, oh, there went the air conditioner. Oh, it turned on. I'm going to get cold air blowing on me.